Since Pruitt took office in 2011, he sued the EPA over the cross-state pollution rule, the mercury and air toxic standards, and the regional haze rule, but he hasn't won any of those cases. And the same day the EPA announced its CO2 emission goal, Pruitt was already making a case for litigation over it.
The EPA can't force utility companies to actually incorporate emission control measures unless they're achievable through technology. And here, there really isn't any demonstrated technology that will see a reduction of 30%.
For him, this is just the Obama administration's latest salvo against utilities and the coal industry that tramples on states' rights.
You know, this is coerced conservation, in effect. This is the administration saying we're going to penalize fossil fuels, emphasize renewables, cause energy costs to skyrocket.
There are many ways Pruitt is crying foul about federal overreach. Or maybe he's crying wolf. Whitney Pearson is with the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign in Oklahoma. She tries to remember all the times Pruitt has sued the EPA.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of a time recently when Oklahoma has been successful in taking the EPA to court.
Oklahoma has also joined other states' lawsuits against the EPA, like in the yet-to-be-decided Texas versus EPA case over the agency's authority to regulate greenhouse gases. Pruitt has also sued EPA for being sued by environmental groups.
They're getting sued. It's almost a wink-wink kind of thing. You sue us, we'll agree to a settlement, and in that settlement, we'll agree to obligations that aren't in the statute, and we'll regulate that way.
He's still asking for documents from the EPA related to his sue-and-settle concerns, but the lawsuit he filed to get them was dismissed late last year. University of Texas environmental law professor Thomas McGarity explains why Pruitt keeps losing.
Well, the courts tend to come out, though not always, is to defer to EPA on these matters of scientific judgment.
But Pruitt says it's worth fighting these court battles even if he doesn't win. Take the regional haze case.
The court put a stay in place preventing our utility companies from having to spend that $2+ billion. That saved us 3 years of cost. And oh, by the way, I think led to some alternative plans that perhaps were more accommodating.
McGarity, the Texas professor who's also with the Center for Progressive Reform and has written numerous books and articles on regulatory law, says things haven't always worked like this. Congress used to vote for new environmental regulations.
Back in the early days, there were Republicans that were strong environmentalists. There are Republicans that wrote the Clean Air Act.
In fact, in 1990, Oklahoma sued the EPA for not regulating pollution in the Illinois River enough. McGarity says now the environment is a partisan issue, and more proof will be in the coming lawsuits against the new carbon rule.
EPA is going to have to really hustle to get a final rule on the books before the end of the Obama administration.
And that's the thing about using executive power. A new executive can undo what the previous one did. So if Pruitt can just run out the clock on Obama, maybe the next president will derail the carbon rule. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.